بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today is our 19th session, Medina Book, Volume 2. And today, inshallah, we're going to try to complete lesson number 9. We had a number of matters that we dealt with in this lesson, quite a few things. And we've gone over them already a couple of times, so I don't think we need to go over them again. But before we actually start doing the remaining exercises for this lesson, I'm going to give you a chance if you have any questions. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. I'm going to give you a chance if you have any questions related to the points that are dealt with in this lesson, whether the grammatical points or vocabulary, well, any problems that you may have had in doing the exercises, inshallah, I'm going to give you a chance to ask any questions about it right now, starting with Abu Bakr.
Yeah, I was doing the homework. I came across plural for you. Is it Hammamun or Hammad?
What is it?
Amma.
Feminine?
Yeah.
Naam. Amma.
No.
The masculine?
It's,
let me see what you're talking about.
Amma, is this one here?
Yeah, Amma. 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 Now.
Is it
Ammat? Okay, this word right here, right? Ammun means what? What does it mean?
Paternal.
Okay, it means paternal. Uncle, right? And the feminine of it is what? Amma. Feminine. Amma. Ammatun. Okay? That means paternal aunt. And the plural of it is the sound plural. Naam. The plural of it is sound plural. Alif ta. Alright, ammat.
Amman is incorrect, right?
Amman? A'mam. A'mam is the plural of am, masculine. Okay. Faib, any other question about what we had in this lesson? In the last class or last two classes? Any question? All right, let me ask you a couple of questions then. Naam. A noun. When it is mansoob, what is the sign that it's mansoob? Fatha. Except when? Except when? What is the exception to it? That a noun is mansoob and the sign that it's mansoob is not fatha.
Except when it's preceded by?
By ya? Oh, you mean when ya al mutakallim is connected to it?
Yes.
Then it will be preceded by kasra?
No. Yes.
Then it will be preceded by kasra. Okay. That's one exception. Any noun, right? If it's connected by the pronoun ya al mutakallim, then it has to, before ya al mutakallim, it's always preceded by kasra. But we're not talking about connected to ya al mutakallim, a noun that's not connected to anything, and it's mansoob, but the sign that it's mansoob is not fatha. Is there any case in which a noun is mansoob? It's the object of the verb, it's mansoob, but the sign that it's mansoob is not fatha, it's kasra. Is there any such case as that? Harf jar? No. If a noun is preceded by harf jar, it's majrur. Slow down. I can't hear everybody at one time. I only can hear one person. Somebody who knows the answer, give me the answer. Who knows the answer? Mabniun? No. A noun that is mansub. The sign that is mansub. The sign that is mansub is not fatha. The sign that is mansub is kasra. That's the sign that it's mansub. It's not mabniyun. It's mansub. And the sign that it's mansub is kasra. Tayyib. Let me help you a little bit. Page 28. English key. Lesson number 9. Thank you. Sisters sent the answer. Allahumma musta'an. In this lesson we learn the following. The accusative ending of sound feminine plurals. We have learnt earlier that the normal accusative ending of a noun is fatta. For example, إِنَّ الْبَيْتَ جَدِيدٌ. Right? Beta here is mansub. Why is it mansub? Because ism inna. رَأَيْتُ الْكِتَابَ. Al-kitaba is mansub. Why is it mansub? مَفْعُولٌ بِهِ. Object of the verb. So when a noun is mansub, the sign that is mansub is fatta, right? Now we learn that the accusative ending, mansub, of a noun in the sound feminine plural form is kasra instead of fatta. For example, naam. Ra'aytu al-banati. Ra'aytu al-banati. Ra'a is the fa'il. Tu is the fa'il. And al-banat is what? Maf'ulun bi. The sign, the maf'ulun bi is mansub. And the sign that is mansub is what? It's kasra. Why is it kasra? Because banati is a sound feminine plural. Sound feminine plural. Okay? This is just a reminder. Jam mu'annath salim. Because those who are past 50, they forget quickly. But the younger people, they are supposed to remember. But that's not fair to blame the younger people for not knowing the answer, right? We got to blame everybody. Because you had it for homework. You're supposed to review for homework. Okay? Any question about sound feminine plurals? Any question about sound feminine plurals? Okay, I have another question. A noun is mansub, and the sign that is mansub is fatta. And it's not ism inna. And it's not the object of a verb, maf'ulun bi. Why is it mansub? A noun is mansub, and the sign that is mansub is fatta, not because it's the maf'ulun bi, the object of the verb, nor is it the ism inna. Why is it mansub? No. Why is it mansub? When it's preceded by a preposition, it's majrur. Here's an example. Abdullahi. Abdullahi. Abdullahi is mansub. The sign that is mansub is fatta. Why is it mansub? Because it's the munada. After ya and nida. And it's mudafun to another word. The mudaf, when it's following ya and nida, is mansub. Sign that is mansub is fatta. Is it clear? This word here is mansub. And the sign that is mansub is fatta. Why is it mansub? It's not the object of a verb. It's not the ism inna. So why is it mansub? Because it is munada, following ya and nida, and it's in idalfa. The mudalfun, following ya and nida, is mansub. If it wasn't ya here, then this vowel would be what? Dhamma. It would be dhamma. Naam. It would be dhamma. Jayid. Okay, one more question. One more question. A noun is mansub with fatta. It's mansub with fatta. And it is because of the fi'l at-ta'ajjub. Because of fi'l at-ta'ajjub. The fi'l of what? Amazement. Give me an example. Give me an example of a noun that's mansub because of fi'l at-ta'ajjub. Give me an example. One at a time. One at a time, inshallah. All of us can make dua to Allah, and He hears all of us. No matter what languages we speak in. I cannot hear all of you. Naam, ya Abdul Haq first. Because he's the first one who said ma. Naam, ma what? Give me an example. Ma what?
Ma
ashala. Ma ashala. Yeah? Ma ashala. Hada. الدرس وفتة ما أسهل هذا الدرس هذا this is an example of what a noun that's منسوب because of فعل تعجب this noun here it has to take فتة all the time ما أسهل هذا الدرس give me another example of فعل تعجب another example somebody else give me another example. ما أجمل listen please for a reason I want you to listen ما أجمل هذا السيارة he said that's his words ما أسهل or ما أجمل هذا السيارة what's wrong with this sentence it's supposed to be هذه السيارة thank you Jazakallah khair, he said. He said, may Allah reward you. Ameen, ameen. Put us in it too. Okay, this is a quick review. Normally we review before the class, right? But it's so much in this lesson that we covered in this lesson. Now, I don't want to go through the whole thing and take a lot of time. But these are some of the points that I felt we might benefit from reviewing a little bit. Okay, so my questions are based upon what I will need to review. Yes, Akhi. No, it's not for negation and it's not for questioning. This is a different ma. This is ma ta'ajjub. This is ma for ta'ajjub. There's a lot of ma's. There's ma al-nafi, ma al-istifham, ma ta'ajjub, ma al-mastariya, ma al-mawsoola. There's a lot of ma's. All kinds of ma. So inshallah we'll see them in time. This is ma for ta'ajjub, right? Jayyid. Tayyib. Okay, so this is what, these are some of the points that we covered in this lesson. And for homework, we said the homework was to write out the exercises 1 through 7 from lesson 9. 1 through 7 were the exercises we did in class last week. You should have written them out. And after that we said, read and write the remaining exercises, 8 through 15. Those are the exercises that we're going to do right now, 8 through 15. Okay, you should have already done them, alhamdulillah, for homework. You should have read them, you should have written them. Reread and review the key and dialogue for lesson 9. Reread and review the key and dialogue. Why did I say reread? Because we read it before. And I'm asking you to reread it and review it and study it carefully. Why? So that these things here that we just went over just now, they will be fresh in your mind. When you come to class, they will be fresh in your mind. You will not be trying to remember something that we should have been reviewing. And the audio for lesson 9. Okay? I don't want you to raise your hands, but I'm just asking you a question. Has anybody listened to the audio for lesson 9? Has anybody listened to it? Inshallah. Did anybody review the previous lessons? Review, please. I even said, please, min fadlik, please review the previous lessons, keys and dialogues. Okay, these are our reminder, inshallah, for homework, that what we should have been doing for homework. And now what we're going to do is what we did for homework, 8 through 15 exercises, inshallah. We're going to go through them quickly as possible and see if we can finish this lesson today so we can go on to lesson number 10. So we can go on to lesson number 10, inshallah. Okay, let's open up to the Arabic part of the lesson, which is on page... Well, we should be on page what? 65 or 4? 65, right? Yeah, page 65. Because we finished up to there. We finished exercise number 7. So we're going to start lesson number 8. By the way, exercise number 6 dealt with the fi'l ta'ajjub. And lesson number 9 deals with the munada, the noun that comes after ya and nida when it's an idafa. So those were the last exercises that we did in class last week, and you should have written them out. Inshallah, I hope you remember them. Exercise number 8. تأمل الأمثلة ثم عين فيما يلي جمع مؤنث السالم واضبط آخره واضبط آخره. What do we want to do? We want you to contemplate, reflect upon the examples that are given here, and then identify in what follows the جمع المؤنث السالم, the sound feminine plural. واضبط آخره. And read with preciseness or exactitude. Yani read exactly what should be the ending. Yani vowelize the ending of the sound feminine plurals. Why do we want you to pay special attention to the end of the sound feminine plurals? Because we want you to remember that the sound feminine plural, it will either have dhamma or will have kasra only. If it is marfoon, it's going to have dhamma. And if it's majrurun, it's going to have what ending? Sound feminine plural. If it's majroor, what's going to be the ending? Kasra. Naam. And if it's mansoob, what's going to be the ending? Kasra. Alright, sound feminine plural has two endings. Dhamma or kasra. Dhamma or kasra. It's not going to have fatta. It's going to have dhamma or kasra only. Tayyib. Okay, these are the examples. Ra'aytu sayyaratan. What is the i'rab of sayyaratan in this example? Ra'aytu sayyaratan. What? Huh? It's maf'ulun bi. Naam. Okay, is it marfoon or majroorun? Mansoob. Maf'ulun bi mansoob. The sign that is mansoob is what? Fatta. Jayyid? That's normal. رَأَيْتُ سَيَّارَاتٍ سَيَّارَاتٍ. What's the Arab of سَيَّارَاتٍ? It's mansoob. Okay, why is it mansoob?
Because
that's not why it's mansoob.
Oh, it's the object of the...
It's the object of the verb. It's the maf'ulun bi. It's mansoob. Why? Because it's the maf'ulun bi. It's mansoob because it's maf'ulun bi. If I ask you why is it mansoob, you have to tell me it's maf'ulun bi, it's ism inna, or it's whatever, it's the munada in mudawfun. You have to tell me why is it maf'ulun bi, okay? So it's maf'ulun bi, and it's maf'ulun, and it's mansoob. And the sign that it's mansoob is what?
Kasra.
Now, why is it kasra instead of fatta? Sound feminine plural. Okay? Why is it kasra? It's supposed to be fatta, it's mansoob. It's kasra because it's a sound feminine plural. So when you're reading and you see a sound feminine plural, if there's no vowels, don't read fatta. You have to read kasra. Because sound feminine plural, mansoob. Science mansoob is kasra. Okay, second example. Sa'alti al-mudiratu al-talibata. Sa'alti al-mudiratu الطالبة. طيب المديرة, what is the إعراب of المديرة؟ سألت وسألت المديرة. المديرة is the what? The فاعلة. The فاعلة. The subject of the sentence. And الطالبة is what? مفعول به منسوب. Sign that is منسوب is فتة. طيب سألت المديرة الطالبات. سألت المديرة الطالبات. What is the إعراب of الطالبات؟ مفعول بي. أها مجرور ومرفوع.
منسوب.
What's the sign that is منسوب؟ Why is it كسر instead of فتة؟ Sound feminine plural. Jam mu'annath جمع المؤنث السالم. طيب جيم، قرأت المجلة، قرأت المجلة، المجلة ورز إعراب بالمجلة مفعول به يعني منسوب، ساينرس منسوب فتى. طيب قرأت المجلات ورز إعراب المجلات مفعول به من مجرور he said مجرور منسوب sign that is منسوب is كسرة. Why is it كسرة؟ جم المؤنث السالم. Okay, this is how you ask for the إعراب. It's the مفعول به, it's the مبتدأ, it's the خبر, whatever, right? It's منسوب, مجرور, مرفون, sign that is مرفون, sign that is مجرور, whatever and why. Okay, first the first sentence. Who will take the first sentence? What do we want to do? We want to read it, we want to translate it, and we want to identify any sound feminine plural. We want to identify any sound feminine plural. Walaikum salam. Okay, Ibrahim. Pay attention to the endings of the nouns. Okay, every noun, I want to hear the vowel on the ending of it. خلق
خلق الله
is love, love ذا الجلالة الله is he the object of the verb or the subject who's doing the action?
Subject.
The subject of the verb. Allah is the one who's doing the action. He's not the one the action happened to. look. Alhamdulillah, we're learning, right? We're learning this. Look at the danger of saying خلق الله خلق الله. What's the difference? There's a big difference. خلق الله, Allah created. خلق الله, He created Allah. Who created Allah? أعوذ بالله. This is the danger of not understanding what you are reading or what you are saying and saying it wrong. You could say something that's kufr. Person has to be careful. You have to be careful. Usually people don't correct them. Of course they don't correct them. They don't know to correct them. They don't know they made a mistake. Aslan, how are they going to correct them? I don't know they made a mistake. You should correct him. It's not permissible, actually, to recite the Quran like that. That's not permissible. First of all, the person who's leading the prayer should be qualified to lead the prayer. The person who leads the prayer is the person who knows Quran. If a person leads the prayer who doesn't know Quran, he has no right to be leading the prayer. And if he makes a mistake, then the people should correct him. If the person knows Quran, but he's human, so he made a mistake, people should correct him. If they know. But of course, how are they going to correct him if they themselves don't know? أعوذ بالله. It's not permissible, especially Al-Fatiha. It's not permissible for a person to recite Al-Fatiha like this. That means that that person doesn't care about their worship of Allah. They didn't even learn Al-Fatiha. Nobody can pray, make one salah without Al-Fatiha. So how he doesn't know Al-Fatiha? And then he's leading the prayer too? If the people pushed him up there, he should fight back and resist. And if he jumped up there on his own, he should be beat. Right, because he has no business going up there. If he doesn't know Al-Fatiha. Anyway, Naam.
Can I suppose that in the same note that you're saying about the Iraq, right?
Naam.
When you're saying Al-Qalaqallah, that he created Allah. But if you also continue to say Al-Qalaqallah,
Shamsa. Would that be the sun created Allah? Would that change it to that?
You follow what I'm saying?
No.
I'm saying that you said,
Khalaqa Allah,
means that he created Allah.
No.
Right. But if you continue with the Jumla,
no.
You were saying,
Khalaqa Allah,
Shamsa.
A Shamsa will be maful and be.
Right.
It will be the object of the verb also.
Also.
It wouldn't make any sense.
Right.
That sentence wouldn't make any sense at all.
It wouldn't mean that Allah created, I mean, the sun created Allah then.
No, I mean, first of all, this statement here is dangerous. We don't even want to repeat it again. But if we make a different statement, okay, let's change the sentence, okay? And let's say that we want to confuse the fa'il from the maf'ulun bih. So if you said, كَتَبَ مُحَمَّدٌ الدَّرْسَ, that means Muhammad wrote the lesson, right? If you twisted it, you could say, كَتَبَ مُحَمَّدًا الدَّرْسُ. That would mean that the lesson wrote Muhammad. Okay, it wouldn't make any sense. But that's when it could be like that. Okay, if you change the fa'il and make it mansub, it will become the object of the verb, right? And then you change the maf'ulun bi and make it marfu, and that means it will be the subject of the sentence, the one who's doing the action. So the dars did the action. And Muhammad, he became the object of the action. So that's twisted. Naam, that's twisted. Okay, let's read it again. خلق الله الشمس.
خلق الله الشمس والقمر والنجم
والنجوم
والنجوم والبحار والأرض والسماوات
والسماوات. خلق الله الشمس, خلق الله الشمس والقمر والنجوم والبحار والأرض والسماوات والسماوات. طيب, where's the جم مؤنث سالم؟ السماواتي. Okay, so in this sentence we have Allah created the sun and the moon and the stars and the what? Al-Bihar. Seas. Naam. And the earth and the Samawat. Sky, the heavens. And the heavens. Okay, now, I just want to mention this quickly. خلق الله الشمس, Allah created the shams, والقمر والنجوم, right? This واو is واو العطف. واو العطف is a conjunction where you join more than one thing, two or more things together, and everything that comes after واو العطف has the same ruling as what is before. And that's why الشمس is the maf'ulun bih, it's mansub. So when you say والقمر, it also has to be mansub. والنجوم has to be mansub, والبحار is mansub, والأرض is mansub, والسماوات is mansub, but because it's جمع المؤنث السالم, it's mansub, but the sign that it's mansub is كسرى, because it's جمع المؤنث السالم. Okay, so that's واو العطف. Okay, number two, who read? نعم, عبد الكريم.
أبناء والبنات
بنات. نعم, سأل الأب الأبناء والبنات, الأبناء والبنات. طيب, what's the إعراب of البناء, الأبناء, الأبناء والبنات, what's the إعراب of الأبناء؟ It's a maf'ulun bih,
right.
It's mansub,
right.
And the sign that it's mansub
is
fatta. So you say sa'ala al-abu, al-abna'a, and then you have waw al-atif, wal-banati, wal-banati, banati is what? It's also mansub. Sign that it's mansub is kasra. The reason why it's kasra for mansub here is because it's jam al-mu'annath al-salam. سأل الأب الأبناء والبنات. Number three, يا عبد الحق.
كتبت هذه الكلمات.
يعني it could be كتبت, but more likely it's something else. كتبت. كتبت. Okay, let's say كتبت. It could be various. It's very ways. Various ways could be written. Say كتبت هذه what? Al-Kalimati. Alright? So what's the object of the verb here? Be careful, be careful, be careful, be careful. What's the object of the verb here? The maf'ulun bi. Anybody? Hadihi. Naam. Hadihi is the maf'ulun bi. And what is Al-Kalimat? مضاف إليه؟
No, it's a
بدل. بدل بدل بدل. Why is it بدل؟ How do you know it's بدل؟ هذه اسم إشارة. ونبي اسم إشارة فاعل ألف لام is بدل. كتبت هذه. I wrote this or these كلمات. كلمات is بدل. Number four. Number four. نعم. نعم. Oh, wait a minute. نعم. فضل فضل. Okay, read number five, no problem. He's reading that one already. Go ahead, read it. It's okay.
غسل الولد سيارة.
غسل الولد السيارة. غسل الولد السيارة. الولد, what's the إعراب of الولد? Anybody? فاعل. It's the subject, the one who's doing the action. Who did the washing? الولد. فاعل. فاعل مرفوع. Sign that it's مرفوع is ضمة. غسل الولد السيارة. Okay, number four, let's go back. Somebody, number four, Abu Bakr.
رأيت والدباء والطبيبات.
Read it again.
رأيت الأطباء
الأطباء الأطباء. Is it the file? Atibba? Al-Atibba'a. Wat-Tabibat. What's the vowel on it? T. Right? Ra'aytu Al-Atibba'a Wat-Tabibati. Al-Atibba'a is mafulun bi. And Al-Tabibat is ma'atuf. After wawal atif. It's connected to it by wawal atif. So it has to have the same ruling. It's also mansub. Sign that it's mansub is kasr because it's jam al muannith al salam. Number six. We did number five already. Number six. Naam, Ibrahim. Naam, ghasala al waladu sayyarati. Ghasala al waladu fa'il marfu'un al sayyarati. مفعول بي منسوب. Sign that it's منسوب is كسرة because it's what? جمع المؤنث السالم. Number seven. Number seven. نعم. نعم. يا بني. Is that masculine or feminine? يا بني should be. يا بني is masculine or feminine? It's masculine. Can you say أخذت? Is the person that he's talking to masculine or feminine?
أخذت. Huh? If it's masculine, then it has to be أخذت.
If it's masculine, it has to be أخذت.
أخذت.
أخذت. Nah, because you're talking to somebody, yeah, and it's masculine singular, so it should be anta, right?
Yes.
Anta. A'akhazta al-riyalat ya buniyya. Riyalat, what's the ending of riyalat? Riyalata or T?
T.
Why is it T? It's mansub. It's maf'ulun bi. From akhazta. A'akhazta al-riyalati. Naam. It's mafulun bi, mansub. Sign this mansub is kasr because jam al muannath is salam. What does it mean? A'akhadhta riyalat, ya buniyya. Did you give or did you take? Did you take what? The riyals? Naam, the riyals. Yeah, riyals is money. Naam. My son's plow? My son, my dear son, Buniya, is dear endearment. Type number eight. What's the last word? Zamil, its plural is what?
Zumala.
Should it be zumala'uhu or ahu? Or ihu? Zumala'ihi. You put zumala'ihi? Is it majroor or mansoob? Zumala'ihi. Hold on. Let's hear. Is it majroor?
No.
Why is it kasra? It's mansoob? It's mansoob? It's mansoob.
It's marfu.
It's marfu?
But because of the it's marfu. I don't know how to explain. Zumala'ihi is the plural.
Okay, it's a plural for Zamir.
Zamir is Zumala'u.
Okay.
You can't say Zumala'uhu. Zumala'ihi. Zumala'i.
But why does it get Kasra in the first place? Why? Okay, if it was Kasra, Zumala'i, we would say Zumala'ihi. Naam. But why would it take Kasra? Why is it because it's Majroor? Or is it Marfoon? Or is it Mansoobun? Zumala'. Look at the sentence. Everybody look at the sentence. Okay, I'm asking him. I want everybody look at the sentence. Sa'ala Bilalun Zumala something. Is it Fatta, Kasra, or Dhamma? Where's the fail in the sentence?
It's Mansoob.
He said it's Mansoob. Okay, so if it's Mansoob, what's the sign that it's Mansoob?
Kasra.
Kasra. Why is the sign of it being Mansoob Kasra here in this case? That's what we're trying to get to. Because it's the sound feminine plural?
No, it's not a sound feminine plural.
So how can something be mansoob and take kasra?
Or you want to sound
it's maf'ulun bi.
It's maf'ulun bi.
It is the maf'ulun bi, that's correct. And it's mansoob, that's correct.
So the last one is...
But the sign that it's mansoob, why is it kasra instead of fatha? Okay, don't think any further. Somebody help him. It's not a feminine sound plural.
Yeah.
Okay. So what should be the sign that it's mansoob? Fatha. Fatha. Yeah, Abu Bakr. Yeah, Musa. What do you say about this? You've been very quiet since you came in here. You didn't acclimate yet?
Yeah.
You're not with us yet? Okay. We'll give you another couple of minutes, inshallah. Taib, yeah. Abdul Halim, can you help us? Okay, look. Sa'ala Bilalun Zumala'ahu. Okay? Sa'ala is what? Is the fa'il. Bilalun is what? The fa'il, marfu'un. And Zumala'ahu is the what? Maf'ulun bi mansub. The sign is mansub is fatha. Unless it's a sound feminine plural, it's not a sound feminine plural, right? Zumala is the plural of zamir. It's not feminine, and it's not sound. Neither one of them. It's not feminine nor sound. It's a plural, yeah. But it's not sound plural, and it's not a feminine sound plural. Fayyib, are you with us? Do you agree with us, or you wanna make a case?
I agree.
If you want to make a case against us, you have to get a lawyer. Because you're going to need some help. Nah, okay? It's the maf'ulun bi. Mansoob, sign is mansoob, is fatta. Okay, number nine. Who will take number nine? Yeah, Abdul Karim.
Sa'alat.
Zainabu.
Zamilatiha.
Zamilatiha, he said. Okay, so Sa'alat is what? Fa'il. Zainabu is what?
Fa'il,
marfoon. And Zamilat is what? Mafoolun bi? Mansoob. The sign that is mansoob is? Kasra, because what? Jam al mu'annath al salam. And what about the Damir Ha? What about the Damir Ha? What can we say about that?
It's a pronoun.
Naam. It's a Damir.
It's
I'rab in this sentence. Is it the Mubtada, the Khabar? Is it Marfoon, Mansoobun, Majroorun? What is it?
It's, well,
it's Damir Mutasal in this sense.
It's a Damir Mutasal, okay.
Which is connected to the Teh.
But we're saying in Arab, is it a Mubtada? Is it a Khabar?
Oh.
Is it Majroor? What is it? Is it Mansoob? What is it? What about, so could it possibly be Mudafun Ilay?
Oh yeah, it is. Yes,
it is?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It's Mudafun Ilay.
No.
Mudafun Ilay. It's Mabniyun. The Dhamirs are all Mabniyun. But it's Mudafun Ilay. Fi Mahalli Jar. In the place where it should be Majroor. In the place where it should be Majroor. Mashallah, mashallah, mashallah. Okay, no problem. We're going to get another one like that. Inshallah. If you don't get the next one, we got to get the stick out. Number 10. Okay, we'll take number 10. Musa. Five. He said, قَرَأْتُ الْكُتُبَ وَالصُّحُفَ وَالْمَجَلَّاتِ. طيب الكتب وعز الكتب وتفتح مفعول بمنسوب والصحف is معطوف connected by واو العطف and المجلات is also معطوف so it also has to be منسوب right so المجلات is منسوب the sign that is منسوب is what كسرة why جمع النفس سالم okay number 11 who wants it Number 11. Naam, Abu Bakr beats you to it. He says, Ra'aytu ikhwata hamidin wa akhawatuhu. Akhawatuhu?
Wa akhawatuhu.
Okay, if it's akhawatuhu, that means it's marfoon, right? Why is it marfoon? If it's ma'atuf on Hamid. If it's ma'atuf on Hamid, what should it be? This one is a little bit tricky, okay? So I'm going to excuse you. Ra'aytu ikhwata Hamidin. What's the maful be here? Hamidin? Maful be. What's the maful be? Ikhwati or ikhwata. Maful be, mansub. Sign is mansub is fatta. Ra'aytu ikhwata. Tayyib? And Hamid is what? Mudafun ilay majroor. Waw al atif here is connecting akhwat to what? To ikhwata. Naam. So, ra'aytu, I saw ikhwata, and I also saw akhawat. What did you see? I saw the ikhwa, and I saw the akhawat.
So, it's another movie on the end, too, isn't it?
So, it's also, naam, it's mansoob.
Right.
Naam. And the sign that is mansoob is what? Kasra. Why? Akhawat. Jam al-mu'annath al-salim. I saw the brothers. And the sisters, the brothers of Hamid and his sisters. Type number 12. Naam. Who wants it? Go ahead, Ibrahim.
Qara'na hadihi suhufat.
Sufah.
No. Qara'na hadihi. Oh, hadihi. Hadihi.
Hadihi.
Suhufati.
Sufahat.
Sufahati.
قرأنا هذه الصفحات طيب what's the مفعول ب هذه and what is الصفحات صفحات بدل and where is the فاعل in the sentence where is the فاعل
أنا
نا means نا means what نحن قرأنا نعم نحن قرأنا طيب. Okay, so this exercise basically is just to help us to try to pay attention to what? Jam al-mu'annath salim. All of these sentences, the main purpose of it is to recognize, to identify, to focus on Jam al-Mu'annath Salim. Okay, because this is something that we're not used to seeing. We're not used to seeing a word that's mafulun bi, a word that's mansub, taking kasra. So you have to pay attention to this. Okay, this drill is for you to pay attention. If you listen to the audio file for this lesson, what you should do is, don't look at the book. Just listen to it and try to hear the endings of the words. Why is it taking fatta? Why is it taking kasra? Why is it taking dhamma? Try to hear it. And in your mind, try to remember, why is this taking dhamma? Why is this taking kasra? And especially pay attention to what? Jam mu'annath salim. So that you start hearing the jam mu'annath salim and you expect it to take kasra, even though it's mansub. طيب exercise number 9 تأمل المثال ثم أدخل حمزة الاستفهام على الجملة الآتية. Okay, تأمل المثال. Contemplate over the example and then enter or use حمزة الاستفهام in the following sentences. Okay, here's the example. البحار جمع البحر. جمع البحر. البحار is the plural of what? البحر. البحار جمع البحر. This is the question now, right? البحار جمع البحر. البحار جمع البحر. Instead of saying ال, you say what? البحار. البحار جمع بحر. Okay, so Hamza, the Hamzat al-Istifham, when it's connected to the Alif Lam of Ta'rif, definite article, it equals, instead of A-L, it equals what? A-L. Elongate, Hamza al-Fatta, elongated, A, connected to the Lam with Sukoon, A-L. Alright, so that's what this is about, just for us to pay attention to this special reading rule, that is when you have Hamzat al-Istifham, followed by Alif Lam, the Hamza of Istifham, the Fatta, is elongated, as though it's a long vowel connected to Lam with Sukoon. Now. Now,
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used that when he spoke to Fir'aun.
When he spoke to Fir'aun?
No.
Yeah, just, it wasn't just speaking, right?
No.
But it was rebuke.
No.
It was rebuke. Al-Ana?
No.
Now? Oh, now you want to submit, huh? Too late now. Punishment, punishment for Fir'aun. La'natullah alayh. Naam. Allah said, Al-Ana? Now. Oh, now you want to submit, right? When Fir'aun is drowning and he's finished, now he wants to bear witness. He wants to submit now to the Lord of Bani Israel. Too late now. The Rabbu Musa wa Harun. Too late now. Naam. And this reminds us, brothers and sisters, if we have any loved ones, especially our parents, our children, our siblings, old acquaintances that we care about, call them to Islam if they are not Muslims. Because wallahi, when they die, you wish you could do something, there's nothing you can do. It's too late. It's too late then. It's too late. Okay? A lot of times people come say, well, can I just pray for them? It's too late. Halas, the matter is finished. If it ain't done now, it's not going to be done. Because it's too late after that. Okay, so I'm saying this should be an urgent matter with us, especially with our parents. I mean, those of us from this country, who maybe our parents are not Muslims, wallahi, the matter is urgent. The matter is urgent. You know, our children, our siblings, whoever it may be. It's urgent, because we never know when somebody's going to die. People could be young, and then die. Suddenly, Allah may take their soul. It don't have to be a car accident. It doesn't have to be some sickness that overcame them. Some people just die. Allah just, that's the end of the time. Nothing happened. They just die. Naam. Naam. Okay, who take the first one? Okay, we have a sentence there, right? I want you to read the sentence and then put Hamza til Istifham and make it into a question. First one, Abdul Karim. خرجت.
خرجت.
Okay.
أنا خرجت.
تا. نعم. الآن خرجت. الآن. That's a statement. Now you have gone out. Just now. Okay. Al ana kharajta? Have you just gone out now? Naam. Number two. Naam, Abdul Haq.
Al-yawma rajal abuka
Dimashq. Naam. Al-yawma raja'a abuka min Dimashq. Which means what? Today, your father returned
from
Damascus. Naam, that's a statement. Make it into a question. Al-yawma?
Al-yawma raja'a abuka min Damascus.
Naam. Al-yawma raja'a abuka min Damascus. Now became a question. Did your father return from Damascus? Today, number three. Naam, Musa.
Al-mudarrisu maridun.
That's a statement. What does it mean?
The teacher is sick.
The teacher is sick. Make it into a question.
Al-mudarrisu maridun.
Al-mudarrisu maridun. Meaning?
Is the teacher sick?
Number four. Naam, Abu Bakr.
Al-Mudir
qala
hakada.
What's the meaning of that? Al-Mudir, that's a statement. Al-Mudir qala hakada.
He said that.
Al-Mudir. Now, the principal, the headmaster, said like that. He said something like that. That's a statement though, right? Okay, make it into a question.
Al-mudiru qala
hakada. Has the mudir said like that? Naam, number five. Naam, Musa.
At-talibul jadidu kasara hadal kursiya.
الطالب الجديد قصر هذا الكرسي. What does it mean?
New student broke this new chair.
New chair?
No, this chair.
This chair.
Yeah, the new student broke this chair. Okay, that's a statement. Make it into a question.
الطالب الجديد قصر هذا الكرسي.
الطالب الجديد كسر هذا الكرسي. What does it mean?
Is it the new student that broke this chair?
Naam. Did the new student break this chair? Naam. Is it the new student that broke this chair? طيب. What is the mubtada in this sentence? Mubtada. الطالب. Is the mubtada marfu'un. The sign is marfu'un is dhamma. طيب الجديد. What is the إعراب of الجديد? A not. Describing what?
Al-talibu.
So al-jadidu is also marfu'un with dhamma. Taib al-kursi. What is the i'rab of kursiya?
Badal.
Naam. And what is it? Marfu'un or majrurun?
It's mansub.
Naam. Sign that is mansub is fatta. And what is the hadha? What is the i'rab of hadha? هذا الكرسي. What is the إعراب of هذا?
Demonstrative.
It's the demonstrative pronoun. اسم إشارة. نعم. But what is its إعراب in this sentence? يعني is it مرفوع? Is it منصوب? Is it مجرور? And why? Is it the مبتدأ? Is it the خبر? Is it the فعل? Is it the فاعل? Is it the مفعول به? What is it? Is maful and b? Are you guessing or really is the maful and b? He said it's the maful and b and it's mansub. That's close. It is the maful and b, but is it mansub?
No.
All ism ishara except two. Hadaini, hataini, the dual, right? All of them are mabniun. It's the maful and b, that's correct. Naam. Fi mahalli nas. It's in the place where it should be mansub. Naam, but it's mabniun. All right, number six, the last one. Kasara. What is the verb of? I mean, what is the Arab of kasara? It's the fi'l. No. It's al-talibu al-jadidu. Okay, look at this sentence, right? Al-talibu al-jadidu kasara hadha al-kursiyya. Okay, al-talibu is the mubtada, right? Al-jadidu is the not. And kasara yarhamukallah. Kasara is the khabar. It's the khabar for al-talibu. And it is also the fi'l, right? Kasara hadha al-kursi is the fi'l. And the fa'il is what? Damir mustatir taqdiruhu huwa. Referring back to what? At-talibu. Kasara hadha maf'ulun bi. Naam, al-kursi badal. Alright, so kasara is what? It's the khabar. Naam, number six. Naam. هذا الطالب ضربك. نعم. What does it mean?
This student hit you.
Hit you. Make it into a question. Did the student hit you?
هذا الطالب ضربك.
Read it one more time so I can hear you good. I didn't hear you.
هذا الطالب ضربك.
Okay. What's wrong with that, Musa? هذا الطالب ضربك. What's wrong with that? Hada doesn't have alif lam. There's no need for elongation of hamzatul istifham here. Hamzatul istifham is elongated when it's what? Followed by alif lam. No alif lam here. It's just regular. Ah. Ahada talibu darabaka. Ahada talibu darabaka. Tayyib. Okay, where's the mubtada in this sentence? Where's the mubtada in this sentence? Ahada talibu darabaka. Where's the mubtada? Huh? هذا. Where's the khabar?
ضرب.
ضرب. نعم. طيب. And what is الطالب? فاعل. And كا is what? مفعول بي. مفعول بي ضربك. ضربك. It's the مفعول بي. نعم. But it's في محل نصب, in the place where it should be mansub, it's مبنيون. Alright, in any case, the main thing here, what we were really looking at in this exercise is what? We're looking at hamzatul istifham. The hamza that's used to ask a question, when it's followed by a word that has alif lam. Then we do what? In that case, you join them together and pronounce the hamzatul istifham as though the fatta is elongated by alif. Okay, you pronounce the hamzatul istifham, it's fatta as though it's elongated. Al, and connected directly to the sukoon, the lamb with sukoon. Alright, change into a question by using hamzatul istifham, but it's pronounced as though the fatta of hamzatul istifham is elongated. Okay, number 10. Ta'ammal al-mithal, thumma ajib, an al-as'ilati al-atiyati ala ghirarihi. Can contemplate the example. Reflect upon this example, read it carefully, right? Consider what it contains, and then answer the following questions. Ala ghirarihi. What does the meaning of ghirarihi? Ala ghirarihi. What does that mean? Ala ghirarihi. What does that mean? Ala ghirarihi. What does the he refer to in this sentence? Ala ghirarihi. What does it refer back to? Al-Mithal, Ghirarihi. It's what? The referring to Mithal. Read, contemplate the example, and then do what? Answer the following questions. Ala Ghirarihi. Found the example of the same pattern. Ghirarihi seems to mean the same on its pattern. The pattern of what? Of this example. Okay? So you're going to answer the questions the same way it is Like in this example. What is the example? Man khalaqaka. What does that mean? Who created you? خلقني الله. خلقني الله. Allah created me. Okay? So, we're not going to answer the questions with the same answer, but we're going to answer on the same pattern. Same manner of answering. Okay? So, if somebody said to you, من ضربك؟ من ضربك؟ What does that mean? And what are you going to answer them with in English? What are you going to say? In English, what would you say? My father hit me. My mother hit me. My friend hit me. Or so on, right? Okay, so give me an answer, Ya Abdul Kareem.
Darabani.
Abi. Darabani. Abi. Naam. طيب, number two. Man sa'alaka hadha su'ala. Man sa'alaka هذا السؤال. نعم أبو بكر.
محمد سألني هذا السؤال.
What does that mean?
محمد
asked me this question. طيب, أرآك المدرس في المسجد؟ أرآك المدرس في المسجد. Here we have a note here that the verb in this question is رأى, which means what?
See.
To see, he saw. أنت, you say? This verb رأى, if you're speaking directly to a masculine individual person, you say أنت رأيت. أنت رأيت. أنت رأيت. Okay? طيب, أرآك المدرس في المسجد. What does that mean in English? أرآك. Listen. Did you see the teacher or did the teacher see you? Which one is it? أرآك المدرس. المدرس is what? It's the فاعل, مرفوع, مضمة. مدرس is not the object of the verb. مدرس is the doer of the verb. Because المدرس, right? That means مدرس means مرفوع. Has to be the فاعل. أرآك المدرس. نعم. يا أبو بكر. He twisted you, huh?
That's why I changed.
He sent you backwards. It's all right. It's all right. Look at it. Look at it, all right? Look at the sentence. أرآك المدرس. If مدرس was the object of the verb, it has to be منصوب, right? It has to be منصوب. Well, it's مرفوع because it's the فاعل. So who is the one who did the seeing? The teacher. What is the object of the seeing? أنت. أرآك. أرآك. Did he see you? Who did the seeing? المدرس في المسجد. Good? It's clear to you though. But even though you put doubt in your mind, you knew what was right. But sometimes, you know, somebody tells you something, you go for it. You know, you might have, you know, you have respect for somebody, so you gotta be careful though, right? You gotta be careful. No, I'm saying, look, it doesn't matter, right? In the end of it all, brothers, sisters, in the end of it all, right? When you know a rule, don't let anybody take you away from it. You know, we might not know Arabic, but we know a couple of rules, right? So one thing, you can always go by your rule. I know this is a rule. So when somebody tells you something different, you know what you tell them? Say, wait a minute, with all due respect, can you explain to me the rule for this? What's the fa'l? What's the fa'l? What's the maf'ulun bi? That's simple. Every sentence is either going to be a jumla ismiya or a jumla fa'liya. If it's a jumla ismiya, it has to have a mubtada and khabar. If it's a jumla fa'liya, it has to have a fa'l, fa'il, and maybe a maf'ul bi. Tell me, show me where it's at. Show me the mubtada or the khabar, or show me the fa'l, fa'il, and maf'ul bi. And when he shows you that, if he knows anything, he's going to realize his own mistake, and he's going to come back to you, Abu Bakr, and say, you know what? You're right. I'm wrong. Now, because all of us, sometimes when we're reading or speaking, we might get a little mixed up. Okay? So then when somebody brings you back, they say, but wait a minute, there's a rule for this. And when you look at the rule, you say, you're right. That's the end of the discussion. Now. Tafaddal. Tafaddal. Tayyib. Be careful. Drive carefully, huh? Don't rush. Don't rush either. Go through lights or hit somebody or something.
this Juma, how this is being translated, is, did you?
Okay.
Did you, the teacher?
Okay, how is this being translated? Ah is a question, right? Ra'a is the fi'l. Ra'a means he saw. Ka is the maf'ulun bi. He saw you. Did he see you? Did who see you? Al-mudarrisu. Did the teacher see you? Remember, look. Ra'aka means he saw you, right? But you don't need he when you have the subject there. Ra'aka al-mudarrisu. So you don't say, did he, the teacher, see you? You don't need he here. Because you have al-mudarrisu, right? So, did the teacher see you in the masjid? Huh? Ra'a is the verb. Ka is the maf'ulun bi. Al-mudarrisu is the fa'il, marfu'un. Sign that marfu'un is dhamma. Okay? And one of the reasons why the dhamma is written in there and the rest of the vowels are not is why? So you don't get confused. So you know that that's the fa'il. So you know that that's the fa'il. Otherwise you could get confused, right? Because remember we said before that you have a fa'il, fa'il, and maf'ulun bi, right? Fa'il, fa'il, maf'ulun bi. But sometimes the fa'il comes after the maf'ulun bi. When did we say that? When the maf'ulun bi is a dhamir that's connected to the verb. The maf'ulun bi is going to come first and the fa'il will come after it. So that's where people get tricked. Because they're looking for the fa'il, then they're expecting the fa'il to follow it. That's the normal order. But not all the time. Sometimes the maf'ulun bi may come first and the fa'il comes after it. When what? When the maf'ulun bi is a dhamir that's connected to the fa'il. Then it's going to come before the maf'ulun bi.
Masjid is what now? How
are
we
going to
say masjid?
Fi al-masjidi is harf jar,
right.
Ism majroor.
Right.
Ja al-majroor.
That's it.
Ja al-majroor. Naam. Tayyib. Exercise number 11. Oh, it's not an exercise. Ta'ammal al-kalimat al-atiya. Reflect, consider, ponder over the following word. The word is ma'na, which means what?
Meaning.
Ma'na hu means what?
It's
meaning, masculine, right? Ma'na ha, it's meaning, feminine. If the hu, if the meaning of the thing that you're talking about, the meaning of it, if it's masculine, you're going to say ma'na hu. If it's feminine, you're going to say ma'na ha. Alright, so the only thing they're trying to show you here is what? That the word ma'na is written with alif maksura. Huh? But if you add a suffix to it, a pronoun to it, then you're going to change it from alif maksura to alif mamduda. Alif maksura is what? It's the alif that's written like a ya without its dots. Without its dots. And alif mamduda is what? The alif that's written straight up, like a regular alif. And both of them are exactly the same. And it doesn't change the meaning at all. It's just the way you write it. Okay? Alif Maksura has a rule that forces us to make it Alif Mamduda in this case. And what is that rule? Whatever is connected to a pronoun has to be written Alif Mamduda. But why do you have to do that? Suppose somebody says, I refuse to do it. I don't want to go with that. What will you tell them? But there's a rule that forces you to do this, to change it. What's the rule that forces you to change it? Who was here in class one today, book one today? Huh? You was here for book one today? Come on. What about Tarmabuta? What's the rule for Tarmabuta when you add a pronoun to a word that ends with Tarmabuta? Like if you, huh? Tarmabuta has to be the last letter of a word. It can never be followed by another letter. Tarmabuta. What about Alif Maksura? Can another letter follow it? Alif Maksura? No. It has to be the last letter of a word. So if you add something to it, you have to change it. Same way you have to change Tarmabuta to Ta Maftuha, a regular Ta. You have to change Alif Maksura to a regular Alif. Alif Mamduda. You got the rule? Huh?
What is the difference with the one which that has two dots and the one that doesn't have no dots? This one has no dots.
The one that has two dots is not alif. It's what?
Yeah.
It's yeah. The one without two dots is alif maksura. That's the general rule. But whoever was here when we did the preliminary book, elementary school book, you would have learned, if you have been in elementary school, you would have learned in elementary school that from the difference of Alif Maksur and Alif Mamduda, right, generally speaking, is those two dots. Alif Maksura, I'm saying, Alif Maksura is written without two dots, and Ya is written with two dots, right? Also, differences between them is that Ya can be written in the beginning of a word, or in the middle of a word, or in the end of a word. And Alif Maksura can only be written in the end of a word. And the third difference that we said between them is that Ya can take any vowel, Fatha, Kasra, or Dhamma. But Alif Maksura can only take what vowel? Fatha. So those are the differences between them. I said three things just now. We learned that in elementary school. But let me tell you something else now. But in the Mus'haf of Medina, the Ya, when it's written at the end of a word, is written without its dots. Huh? Yes, it's written without its dots. In the beginning of a word, alhamdulillah, the dots are written. In the middle of a word, the dots are written. Anywhere it's not written. So a person has to be careful. When you see it at the end of a word, you don't know if it's Ya or Alif Maksura. Except what? How would you know? According to the rules that we just said, at the end of a word, how would you know? Was preceded by Fatta, it's Alif Maksura. Preceded by Kasra, it's Ya. Okay, this is an elementary school lesson, and now we're in book two. Tayyib. Alright, we're almost finished, inshallah. Okay, we have exercise number 12, and we're running out of time. Okay, exercise number 12 is Ta'ammal al-Kalimat al-Atiyah. Okay, reflect on the following words. Min, the preposition min, what this lesson, I mean this exercise is dealing with what? It's dealing with ma al-istifham, the ma that's used for asking a question. Whenever it's connected to a preposition, the ma loses its alif. It's written as a short vowel, okay? So when you have min plus ma, and you connect them, you're going to say mimma. You're going to make it short. If you have an plus ma, you're going to say what? Amma, make it short. Alright, like this. Alright, so you have min plus ma, mimma, short. Mimma khalaqallahu al-insana. From what did Allah create the human being? Khalaqahu min tinin. What does that mean? He created him from clay or mud. Okay, mud. At-turab al-mukhtalit bil-ma'i. Okay, number two. Bi ma. Huh? That's a preposition connected to ma becomes what? Bima. Right? With what? What did you use to do this thing? Bima. Bima khatalta al hayyata. Meaning what? With what did you kill the snake? Yani what did you use? Bima. What was the tool or instrument that you used? Qataltuha bil hajari. I mean, meaning what? I killed it, al-hayya, with a stone or a rock. Number three, li-ma becomes what? Lima. Lima means for what? For what? Or you can say in one word, why? Lima. Kharajta min al-fasli. Why did you? Okay, go out of the classroom. Remember, ذَهَبَ means to leave, right? But خَرَجَ means not just to leave, to go outside of. Means you're inside someplace, you went outside of someplace. If you didn't go out, you don't say خَرَجَ. You say what? ذَهَبَ. ذَهَبَ. طيب. لِمَا خَرَجْتَ مِنَ الْفَصْلِ. Why did you go out of the classroom? خَرَجْتُ لِأَنَّنِي مَرِيدٌ. Meaning? I went out because I am sick. Number four, an ma becomes what? Amma, short. And notice that the noon here in an, as well as the noon in min, becomes merged into the meme, right? So instead of saying an ma, you say what? Amma. Huh? Amma. That's called idgham, right? It's one of the rules of idgham. طيب عما بحثت في المدرسة. What does it mean? Amma means an plus ma.
What about?
Okay, remember, bahatha is a verb that uses the preposition an with it to search for something. So an ma, amma means an ma bahatha means what did you search for? What did you search for in the school? What did you search for in the school? Bahathtu an saati, meaning
I searched for
my watch. Amma sa'alta al-mudarrisa. What does that mean?
What did you ask the teacher about?
Yani you said what? Sa'altuhu an. I asked him about al-imtihan. Huh? Amma sa'alta al-mudarrisa. About what did you ask the teacher? What did you ask the teacher about? Sa'altuhu an al-imtihani. I asked him about what? Al-imtihan. The exam. And what did he tell you? He told you the imtihan will be next week. And everybody must come next week because we're having an imtihan. Like we have every week. In the beginning of the class, we ask questions, right? If you come late, you miss the exam every week. No wonder you come late all the time. Okay, so we're going to have an imtihan next week, right? Huh? Don't be afraid. It's going to be easy. Inshallah. Now, we're not going to have an empty hand. Because we will, but I'm not going to tell you. Because if I tell you, you might not come. Okay, number 13. تأمل المثال ثم اكتب الجمل الآتية بعد تحويل الكلمات التي تحتها خط إلى الجموع إلى جموع. Reflect upon the example, then write the following sentences after changing, transforming the kalimat, the words which have a line, are underlined. تحتها خط. They have a line under them. Changing them to what? إلى جموعي. Changing the words that are underlined to plural. And everything else that must be changed along with it. Okay? So look at the example. Then write the following examples. After changing the word that has a line underneath it to plural. Okay? For example. من الفتى الذي خرج من الفصل الآن. من الفتى. So we got the underlined word is الفتى, right? We got to change it to plural. What's the plural of fata? Fatayat. Al fata is masculine. Fatayat is feminine. Fitya. So, man al fata. You're going to change it to what? Man al fityatu. And then you also have to change alladhi, which is singular to plural, right? Alladhina. And you got to change the verb kharaja to what? Kharaju. Plural. Man al fasli al ana. So you're going to say what? من الفتية الذين خرجوا من الفصل الآن. So what is the meaning of the original sentence? من الفتى الذي خرج من الفصل الآن. Who is the young boy or the young man who went out from the classroom now, just now? Then we change the plural, becomes what? من الفتية الذين خرجوا من الفصل الآن. Who are the young men who went out from the classroom just now? So remember, we have to change the word that's underlined and anything else that's necessary to change that goes along with it that has to be changed. Whatever doesn't have to be changed, don't change it. But if it has to be changed, then change it. Okay, who take the first one? Now Abdul Karim. من الرجال الذين من الرجل yeah, okay, I'll read the thing, you'll read the plural, okay? من الرجل الذي دخل بيتكم الآن. من الرجل الذي دخل بيتكم الآن. What does it mean first?
Who
is the man who entered
your house
just now? Okay, give us the plural.
من الرجال الذين دخلوا بيتكم الآن.
نعم. من الرجال الذين دخلوا بيتكم الآن. من الرجال الذين دخلوا بيتكم الآن. نعم. Okay, next one. Who take the second one? Abdul Haq. I'll give the singular. أين الطالب الذي جاء أمس؟ What does it mean first? Where is the student who came yesterday? Give us the plural.
أين الطلاب الذين جاءوا أمس؟
طيب, what's the plural of جاء؟ جاءوا. نعم, أين الطلاب الذين جاءوا أمس؟ أين الطلاب الذين جاءوا أمس؟ What's the إعراب of أمس؟ مفعول فيه, ظرف الزمان. نعم, نعم. And it's what else can you say about it? Why isn't it taken fatta if it's maful and fi?
It's why it doesn't change.
It's mabniun ala kasra. Mabniun ala kasra. It doesn't change from kasra. Even though it's maful and fi. Naam, number three. Number three. Abu Bakr. Naam, darabtu al-walada al-ladhi darabani. Darabtu al-walada. الذي ضربني. Plo. What does it mean first? Okay, I beat or I hit the boy who hit me. Plo. الأولاد وأولاد ضربت. الأولاد is the مفعول به or is it the فاعل? مفعول به منسوب وفتى الأولاد ضربت الأولاد.
ضربت الأولاد الذين ضربوني.
نعم, ضربت الأولاد الذين ضربوني. لو ضربوني. نعم. الذين الذي becomes الذين because plural الأولاد الذين ضربوني. Okay, exercise number 14. تأمل المثال ثم اكتب الجملة الآتية بعد تحويل الكلمات التي تحتها خط إلى الجموع. Okay, so is this? نعم, it's the same instruction. It's the same. Okay. Okay, so reflect on the example, then write the following examples after changing the words that are underlined to plurals. But we want to look at here now what? Feminine. طيب. The first example, الطالبات التي, الذي, feminine, التي, دخلت الفصل. Here, دخلت, it originally has سكون, but we're going to change it to what? We're going to change it to Kesra. How are you going to pronounce it? Dakhalati. Dakhalati al-fasla. Allati dakhalati al-fasla al-ana min al-hindi. Meaning?
The female student who entered
the classroom just now is from India. Okay, the plural will be what? Talibatu. Allati. Okay, the plural of allati. Allati. Dakhalna is the feminine plural of what? Dakhalat. Dakhalna. Al-fasl al-ana min al-hindi. Al-talibatu allati dakhalna al-fasl al-ana min al-hindi. Okay, the female students who entered the classroom just now from India. Okay, then we have another example, right? Al-fatatu allati عند المديرة أخت مريم. What is the إعراب of مريم? مضاف إليه. مجرور, right? It's not مجرور. مضاف إليه is always مجرور. Isn't مضاف إليه always مجرور? So it's مجرور, right? You said it's mudaf ilayh, so it has to be majrur, unless it's mansub maybe. Or maybe it's the maful and b. Who knows? Who knows for sure what's the answer? It's a fatha there, naam. But we are saying, is it majrur or is it mansub? Is it the maf'ulun bi or is it mudafun ilayh? That's the question. He sticks to mudafun ilayh. So if it's mudafun ilayh, it's majrur, right? So if it's majrur, it should take kasra, right? So why is it taking fatha? Printing mistake?
No.
What? Because Maryama is feminine proper nouns. And feminine proper nouns are what? They don't take kasra. Why? Mamnu' min as-sarf. Feminine proper nouns are mamnu' min as-sarf. Tayyib. So, in that case, we have what? الفتاة التي عند المديرة أخت مريم. It is مضاف إليه. Now, what does it mean? The young lady who is with the مدير, the directress, is the sister of مريم. Okay? The plural, الطبيبة التي, understand that plural, this is another example, الطبيبة التي في مستشفى الولادة من إنكلترا. Huh? Oh, that's, I'm sorry, I'm looking at, I'm just thinking these are more examples. Okay, somebody do the plural for the one الفتاة التي عند المديرة أخت مريم. Somebody do the plural for it. نعم أبو بكر.
الفتيات
اللاتي عند المديرة أخوات مريم. مريم what?
مريم.
أخوات مريم. Okay. Next one. الطبيبة التي في مستشفى الولادة من إنكلترا. What does it mean?
The female doctor.
The female doctor who?
Who is at the hospital.
Maternity hospital. Is from England. Okay. Somebody give me the plural. Plural. Naam. Naam. Abdul Karim. You look like you're raising your hand. I don't know. Okay, go ahead. You give someone else a chance. Mashallah. Okay, go ahead.
In hot water. Okay,
الطبيبات
التي في مستشفى الولادة
في مستشفى الولادة نعم من إنكلترا والشد on the را إنكلترا. طيب last one. المرأة التي دخلت بيتنا عمتي. What does it mean?
The woman who just left out
دخلت
just enter.
The woman who entered our house is my auntie. Is it maternal or paternal aunt? Paternal aunt. طيب, give us the plural. Abu Bakr.
النساء اللاتي دخلنا بيتنا أماتنا.
Do you have to change Ammati? What do you have to change on it? You have to change Amma to Ammat. But do you have to change the E, Ya al-Mutakallam? For the speaker? You don't have to change it. Because somebody's speaking, saying my, right? So you say, he said, النساء اللاتي دخلنا بيتنا Ammati. Oh, you don't want ammati. Amma is the singular. Ammat is the plural. My aunts. Now, the women who entered our house are my aunts. They are my aunts. Before she said, she, that one woman, she is my aunt. Now she's saying, those women are my aunts. Are my aunts. Ammati. Naam. An-nisa'u allati dakhalna baytana ammati. Huh? You have to put alif. Amma, naam. Ammati. Tayyib, al-asma al-mawsula. Okay, what is the ism? What is al-ism al-mawsula? What do we mean by this? Do we mean here by this names? Ism here, does it mean name in this example here, in this expression? Does it mean name or does it mean something else? Al-ism al-mawsula means a relative pronoun. Ism here means noun. Okay, under ism, remember we said, whoever was here in the first class, we said Arabic language is divided into three parts of speech. Ism, fi'l, and harf. So under ism, you have nouns, pronouns, adjectives, all of that comes under ism in Arabic. Okay, so here, this right here, al-asma means the nouns, the relative pronouns. These are what? Al-asma al-mawsula are the relative pronouns. Okay, what are the relative pronouns? Alladhi, and allati, and alladhina, and allati. Okay, for example, we have for masculine, al-mudhakkar, al-mufrad, and al-jam. Al-mufrad is alladhi, al-jam is alladhina. For al-mu'annath, feminine, we have al-mufrad, singular, and al-jam, plural. The mufrad is allati, and the jam is allati. So we have some examples here. For the mudhakkar mufrad, man al-fata alladhi dakhal al-fasl al-ana. Huh? Who is the young man who entered the classroom just now? For al-mudhakkar al-jam, the masculine plural, man al-fityatil, man al-fityatul ladhina, man al-fityatul ladhina. Okay, instead of alladhi, alladhina, dakhalu al-fasl al-ana. So you have singular, and we have plural. Al-mufrad, al-ladhi, al-jam, al-ladhina. Then you have for the mu'annath, al-mufrad and al-jam, right? You have man al-fata al-lati, singular. Dakhalat al-fasla al-ana. Dakhalat al-fasla al-ana. And you have the jam, mu'annath jam, al-mu'annath al-jam. You have what? Man al-fatayatu al-lati. دخلنا الفصل الآن. So here you have what? Who are the young ladies who entered the classroom just now? So for the مؤنث you have singular مفرد اللاتي and جم plural اللاتي. And anyway, these are the أسماء الموصولة that we have so far. We have singular, we have plural, masculine and feminine, and they're also what? Duals that we'll take at another time. Okay, last exercise number 15. قون جملا جملا مستعملا الكلمات الآتية. What does this mean? قون جملا مستعملا الكلمات الآتية. What does that mean? Okay, make sentences using the following words. مستعملا using الكلمات الآتية. Okay, رفع خلق عاد الجد مما بما لما عما. Okay, we need some sentences. Sentence for Rafa'a Abdul Karim.
Rafa'a yadahu ila from Tamim.
Tayyib, Rafa'a again?
Rafa'a yadahu.
Yadahu
ila famihi.
Ila famihi. Rafa'a yadahu ila famihi. He raised his hand to his mouth. I guess he's ready to eat something. I hope he's not fasting. Otherwise, tell him stop. Wait. طيب خلق. قاعد أبو بكر. خلقني الله. Somebody give me another one with خلق. نعم. موسى.
خلق الله الإنسان.
خلق الله الإنسان.
من تين.
من تين. نعم. عبد الحق.
خلق الله ماء.
خلق الله
الماء.
الماء. نعم. عبد الحق. خلق الله السماوات والأرض. أرض. نعم.
خلق الله كل شيء.
خلق الله كل شيء. طيب عادة. عادة. What's the meaning of عادة؟ رجع. نعم. Give me a sentence for عادة.
معناها رجع.
معناها رجع. معناها has referring to what? Try not to use a pronoun unless there's something it's referring back to. Okay, you gotta refer back to something with a pronoun. Okay, so really you should have said عادة معناها رجع. نعم, no problem, no problem. Somebody give me another sentence with عادة. نعم, دو كريم.
عادة مدرس من المسجد.
عاد المدرس من المسجد. نعم. الجد. What does it mean about الجد? In Arabic. What's the meaning?
Abu
al-Abi.
Abu al-Ummi.
Or Abu al-Ummi. نعم. طيب, give me a sentence. جد. Sentence. نعم, موسى. الجد ذو لحية طويلة. What does that mean? The grandfather has a long beard. Okay. مما. Give me a sense with مما. From what? عليكم السلام ورحمة الله. مما. نعم. مما. مما خلق الله الإنسان. What does it mean? From what did Allah create? The human being. Type bima.
With what?
With what? Yani what did the person use? With what did they do something? Naam.
Bima qatalta al-walad.
Oh. Don't ask anybody that. They will take the fifth. Give him another one. Bima change qatalta al-daraba. Change قتلت الضربة الحية. طيب, give it to us again.
بما ضربت الولد.
What does it mean?
With what did you hit the boy?
Yeah.
That's what I
wanted. طيب, لما. What does لما mean? لما. Why? For what? لما. Give me a sentence. نعم, موسى.
لما ذهبت إلى المستشفى.
لما ذهبت إلى المستشفى. What's the answer to that question? لأنني ليس بمريض. نعم, I went to the hospital because I'm not sick. Huh? Like that, huh? Okay. No problem. It's okay, man. Yeah. Now, Jayid. Somebody give me another one, Abdul Kareem.
Mamma turidu. Mamma turidu. Menni. Menni.
Lima? Oh, you said mamma.
Yeah, I said mamma.
From what do you want? From you want to say, you don't say mimma, you want to say ma. Mada turidu minni. What do you want from me? But mimma means from what? Not what. From what? But anyway, we it's okay. Lima. I mean amma. Give me a sentence with amma. نعم another one ما شاء الله that's the best one أما يتساءلون جيد what's the next one give us another one يعني you can say أما means about what what are you what did you write about what did you read about what did you ask about so anything أما 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 سأل okay what does that mean أما سأل الطلاب المدرسة what does it mean about what did the students ask the teacher what did the students ask the teacher about now do you have another one أما سألتم المدير مديرة نعم what does that mean
about what did you ask the principal
about what did you ask the principal what did you ask the principal about طيب طيب okay now do you have another one go ahead
أما
سألت
المديرة أمسي
أما سألت المديرة أمسي what does it mean
and what you asked the مدير the master
what did you ask the headmaster the principal about what did you ask him about أمسي yesterday نعم طيب الحمد لله at least we finished this lesson today okay so homework you should write out the exercises Write out the exercises that we finished in the class today. We didn't do the Kalimat al-Jadida? Okay, close your books. Close your books. Time for imtihan. Examination. طيب, give me the meaning of... What is the meaning of قوائم? قوائم.
List.
List. Singular or plural?
Singular.
Qawaim is singular?
Plural.
What's the singular of Qawaim? Qa'imatun. Qawaim means list, plural. Naam. What's the meaning of Tainun?
Mud.
What's the meaning of Narun?
Fire.
What's the meaning of Jarasun?
Bell.
What is the plural of Jarasun? Don't guess. Huh? Jarasun, huh? What about Ajrasun. Ajrasun. Tell you, what's the meaning of Hadara?
Rock.
Hajara? Hadara. Hadara. To be present, to attend. Naam. Hadara. Khalaqa. To create. He created. Rafa. To raise. Ahsanta. Well done, excellent. Runna.
Ring.
What is the meaning of connection or relation? Like this has no connection or no relation to that. Is it alaqatun or ilaqatun? Huh? Yeah, Abu Bakr, you told me you checked it before you came to class last week. Alaqatun. Alaqatun is not ilaqatun. Ilaqatun is a mistake in the book. Yes, last week we mentioned that. He said he checked it before the class. It's not ilaqatun, it's alaqatun. Huh? Naam. But we had a discussion about it. You said you had checked it before you came to class. Alaqatun, naam. It's alaqatun. Ilaqatun is different. It's another word from the same root. Naam. What's the meaning of ma'ana?
Meaning.
What's the meaning of lahva? Lahvatun. Naam, Abu Bakr said lahza, lahza. He demonstrated the meaning of lahza. Time somebody says lahza. What do they mean by that? Lahza means what? Lahza means like a moment, a moment. If somebody says lahza, wait a minute, lahza. Give me a minute, hold on. Don't be hasty. Stanna? Antazir. Antazir, naam. Antazir means wait. Now, lahva, it's like wait, but it really means a moment. Lahva. One moment. One moment. Same intended meaning behind it. Now.
What about intertebi?
Intertebi
means like...
Intebi. Wait, I mean, it means... Intebi means pay attention. Intebi. Intebi, watch out. Pay attention. Person is just walking through the street like a zombie. Like this, like in New York City, people, if you drive it right, people just walk in front of you against the light. They don't care. Like, they don't see. And they don't hear you. Okay, lesson number 10 contains a lot of points. We don't have time to go through it now. But again, like I was saying, before homework, we're going to see, one of the most important things we're going to see in lesson number 10 is the mudari verb. Al-fi'l al-mudari. All the time in the past, we're dealing with what? Fi'l al-madi. Now we're going to see the fi'l al-mudari. So you're going to see this and a number of other things in this lesson. But for homework, what I want you to do, write out the exercises that we did in class today. Write them out in your notebook. Read the key, the English key. I'm not going to read it now. Shall I read it? As many times as you need to. Whatever you don't is not clear to you, focus on that. That's inshallah what we'll pay attention to in the next week. Read the dialogue in the beginning of the lesson at least once or twice, and do the first couple of exercises. There's about 8 or 9 exercises in this lesson, I don't know, something like that. At least do the first few. Maybe there's 6 or 7 exercises, something like that. But at least try to do 2 or 3 exercises so we have something to start with in the beginning of the class. Alright, so finish up what we have from the class today, writing out the exercises that we completed, and go to the next lesson, number 10, read the key and the vocabulary. By the way, you're supposed to be memorizing the vocabulary, right? And we haven't mentioned that in a while, memorizing the vocabulary. Vocabulary, and then the dialogue in the beginning of the chapter, read it a few times until you got it well. Listen to the audio for the lesson, and do at least the first 2 or 3 exercises. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.